This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Greetings to Capricorn FM listeners. Greetings to all matriculants. My name is Mr. Jory M. from Dendron Secondary School. In our English First Traditional Language lesson today, we want to focus on the drama My Children, My Africa by Arthur Fugard. And this is section B of your question paper for literature. That is English First Traditional Language paper 2. Well, the program indicates that we should be treating poetry today, but in the previous lesson, we couldn't complete our analysis of the drama. Hence, it becomes imperative that we use today's lesson to complete the drama before we start working on poetry. In Act 2, Scene 3, we notice that Mr. M is presented as a selfish person who wanted all learners in class, despite the fact that the learners were fed up because of the Bantu education that was forced on them. He didn't understand why the learners joined the protest, though he was aware that Bantu education would not create any opportunities for them in future. So Mr. M can be criticized as a sellout, or we can call him an informer, because he took names to the police, names of those people who were participating in the protest. Well, others may say he is not a sellout and provide reasons, but at this point, we are saying he can be criticized for having taken names to Captain Leitgen, because after he took those names to Captain Leitgen, we see that members of the Political Action Committee were arrested. So, Act 2, Scene 3 ends on a very sad note with him now being murdered. We mean Mr. M. He gets murdered by the comrades because they had branded him a sellout. They had labeled him an informer. We saw Tammy trying to convince him to join the boycott, but he refused and he continued to ring the bell, which infuriated the mob, and the mob could not take it anymore, and thus they murder Mr. M. So there is a gloomy mood. There are questions these days, boys and girls, where the examiner can ask you about the mood that is prevailing. When we are talking about the mood that is prevailing, we are talking about the general atmosphere that is prevailing. In this case, when somebody dies, obviously the mood will be a gloomy mood, a sad mood, a sorrowful mood, because Mr. M has been murdered. So, Act 2, Scene 3 ends on that note. The murder of Mr. M in Act 2, Scene 3 now becomes a key event that affects the other events that are going to follow in Act 2, Scene 4. You may be given an extract from Act 2, Scene 4. Then the examiner asks you to describe the setting. I think in my first lesson for when we are dealing with My Children, My Africa, we dealt with this question which says, describe the setting. We said that when you are describing the setting, the first thing is to state the place where the events are taking place. And you also tell us the events that happen before the current event. The events that precede this current event, those are the ones that you should mention. But if there are none, then you can just describe the events that are taking place at that particular moment. So let's say they give you an extract from page 96, Act 2, Scene 4, Tammy waiting, Isabel arrives. Then Tammy says, Isabel. Tammy says, after a few seconds, hello, Tammy. Tammy says, thank you for coming. Then Isabel is tense. Talking to Tammy is not easy. Isabel says, I wasn't going to come. Let me tell you straight out that there is nothing in this world, nothing that I want to see less at this moment than anything or anybody from the location. Then the examiner says, describe the setting of this location. So as you can see, Isabel has been invited by Tammy to come to the location. So this, the place is the location. Then you get 1 mark for that. Then you explain that it is after the murder of Mr. M, where Tammy has invited Isabel so that Tammy could say goodbye to Isabel because he wants to travel north. That's how you answer that question. So boys and girls, you must know that Isabel and Tammy meet in the location after Mr. M's murder. They are not at Zolile High School because Zolile High School has been burnt. It's in ruins now. They are not at Kemdebu, but they are just in the location. That's the answer that you should provide if they ask you about the setting where we have Tammy and Isabel meeting after Mr. M's murder. The murder of Mr. M in scene 3 becomes a strong foundation where we are going to be building Act 2, scene 4, which you find on page 96. So in Act 2, scene 4, Tammy has invited Isabel to bid her goodbye, as we have indicated. Why is Tammy saying goodbye to Isabel? One may wonder. Tammy is saying goodbye to Isabel because he has to run away from the police. If he remains there in the Eastern Cape, if he remains in South Africa, he may be arrested. So he decides to run away because he knows that he was part of the mob that killed Mr. M. And we know that members of the Political Action Committee have already been arrested. And we know that Tammy's friends have already been detained. So if Tammy stays, he may end up being arrested as well. Tammy intends to be a freedom fighter. Well, there's irony here, boys and girls, that Tammy has to leave the country, going to the north. But we know that he is part of the leadership of the boycott. It is ironic in the sense that we don't expect a leader to run away. So in this case, Tammy is running away and he is going to the north. That's why we are saying there is irony there. Remember in the previous lessons, we explained that irony is where the opposite of what we expect is what actually happens. In this case, we don't expect Tammy to run away. We expect him to stay, because he is part of the leadership. So as indicated earlier on, this becomes irony. Tammy has invited Isabel to bid her farewell. When Isabel arrives to honor the invitation, she becomes very upset. She is angry and thinks that Tammy has called her to say something about the senseless killing of Mr. M. In the newspaper, it is stated that Mr. M was struck by an iron rod over his head before being set on fire. Isabel fails to understand why Mr. M was killed. Tammy tells Isabel that Mr. M was an informer, which is something that Isabel fails to understand. And she continues interrogating Tammy to say, really, why are you really saying Mr. M was an informer? So whether Mr. M was an informer or not, this results in a serious debate between Tammy and Isabel. Tammy points out that Mr. M was an informer, but not that kind of an informer or a sellout who gets paid for that. Tammy also says Mr. M went to report to the police just once. And he also provides the reason that Mr. M felt that it was his duty to report the presence of the people from the north in their community. Then Isabel uses these points to argue with Tami to say, but why would you call him an informer? Because he was just doing it as a matter of conscience. He was doing it out of concern. So to say Mr. M was really an informer, Isabel doesn't seem to believe. Present girls, at this point, let me just pause a little bit because I want us to discuss a few questions, then we'll continue with 82 scene 4. The first one that I have here is saying, after the murder of Mr. M, Tami invites Isabel. What issue does he want to discuss with Isabel? What issue does he want to discuss with Isabel? Maybe I should give you 5 seconds to answer that question. What is the reason why Tami invites Isabel? What is the reason why Tami invites Isabel? Okay, the reason why Tami invites Isabel, boys and girls, after the murder of Mr. M, is that Tami wants to tell Isabel that he is going to the north. He wants to tell Isabel that he is going to the north. That's why he invites Isabel. Second question. When Isabel arrives, Tami starts off by saying, thank you for coming. That's your page 96. Page 96. Let me read this part. Tami says, Isabel. Isabel says, hello, Tami. Then Tami goes on to say, thank you for coming, Isabel. Why is Tami saying, thank you for coming? The answer can be, during their last meeting, Tami had turned his back on Isabel to show that he is no longer interested in interacting with Isabel. So that might have upset Isabel to an extent that even now, after being invited, she might probably not honor the invitation. The other reason is that, remember, it was during the apartheid era where blacks and white people were supposed to have minimal contact. They were not supposed to meet regularly. They would only meet where there was no other way out. That's why Tami has to say thank you, because the protests are getting tense. So Isabel might have been afraid to come to the community. The other question that I have for you, boys and girls, is refer to the lines where Isabel says, let me tell you straight out that there is nothing in the world. That's on page 96. Isabel here is saying, it is the last part of the page. The stage directions are saying, she is tense. Talking to Tami is not easy. Then she says, I wasn't going to come. Let me tell you straight out that there is nothing in the world, nothing that I want to see less at this moment than anything or anybody from the location. There is nothing in this world, nothing that I want to see less at this moment than anything or anybody from the location. The question is saying, if you were the stage director, what would you tell Isabel to do when saying these lines? If you were the stage director, what would you tell Isabel to do when she's saying these words? Remember, when you have to tell a character what to do, you must give that character actions that can be performed, that the audience can actually see. For example, you can say, I'll tell Isabel to shake her head. I'll tell Isabel to frown at Tami. I will tell Isabel to look at Tami straight into the eyes as she is saying those words. I can also tell Isabel to shake her head, because she's saying, there is nothing in this world, nothing that I want to see less than at this moment than anything or anybody from the location. The next question, boys and girls, can be, identify Isabel's tone on this part of the scene. Obviously, Isabel is telling us that she is angry. She doesn't want to see anybody from the location. So the tone that she would use there is a tone of anger, a tone of frustration, a tone of disappointment. Then normally the follow-up question will say, why would Isabel use this tone? So the tone that you have used above, you go on and explain to say, Isabel is angry that Mr. M has been murdered. And he has been murdered being accused of being an informer. Yet he reported to the names of the comrades to the police just out of concern, not that he is a real informer. The next person says, describe the irony in this meeting between Tammy and Isabel. I like this question on irony, and I want learners to practice this question on irony, because it's either you get 2 marks or you get 0. And those who normally give one side of the irony don't get any mark. So I want to train learners, I want to train you to be able to explain irony. So in this case, what is ironic is that earlier in the drama, Tammy is the one who walked away from Isabel, citing the fact that comrades do not allow any interaction between black people and white people. Yet at this point, he is the one who invites or initiates the meeting between him and Isabel. It becomes ironic because he is the one who was telling Isabel that black and white people mustn't meet, but he's the one who invites Isabel for a meeting. So it becomes ironic. There are quite a number of themes that have been highlighted in this scene, and especially this first part of Act 2, Scene 4. There is the theme of betrayal, and how is it evident? The theme of betrayal is evident because Mr. M is viewed as a sellout for having given names of the Political Action Committee members to the police. So he is viewed as somebody who has betrayed black people. Then the other theme that is evident there is, what is the best way to bring about change? What is the best way to bring about change? This theme can also be referred to as the theme violent protests versus peaceful protests. Or you can say peaceful protests versus violent protests. Or communication versus violence. So in this, on this part of the extract, this theme is evident because Tammy is now heading north. And the reason why he's going to the north is that he wants to be part of the movement to facilitate the fight against the oppressive rule of the apartheid. He's going to be involved in violence. He wants to be a freedom fighter. The other theme that is in that is evident here is justice and injustice. Justice and injustice. Where do we get this theme? The comrades have murdered Mr. M as a way of seeking justice against Mr. M, as he is viewed as a threat to their fight against apartheid. So they think that if they take him to the courts will not deal with it fairly, so they just apply their own way of offering justice. Then the last thing that is evident there is the theme of friendship between Isabel and Tammy. Isabel agrees to come because Tammy is her friend. It's time for a commercial break, boys and girls. Welcome back from the commercial break, boys and girls. We are focusing on the drama My Children, My Africa. And today we are focusing more on Act 2, Scene 4, and Act 2, Scene 5. So before we went for the commercial break, we were discussing the themes that is evident in the first part of the Act 2, Scene 4. Isabel asked Tammy why people would murder Missy M for acting out of concert. Remember, the belief that Isabel has is that Mr. M was not a sellout. What Isabel believes is that the fact that he took names to the police shows that he is concerned about the people of his community. So Isabel doesn't understand why people would call it murder, would murder Mr. M. Tammy says, Mr. M did not support Operation Kumisa. And Kumisa is the name of the operation that Tammy and the comrades were involved in. You remember in 82, scene 2, I think that is page 89. We have Mr. M trying to go to school. That is Act 2, Scene 2. Then he says here, Mr. M, everywhere I went, overturned buses, looted bread vans, the government office, everything burning and the children dancing around, rattling boxes of matches and shouting, Chisa Kumisa, Kumisa. So that's the name of the boycott operation, Kumisa. That is K-H-U-M-I-S-A, Kumisa. So that is the name of the operation, the boycott operation. So here we are saying, Mr. M did not support all of that, did not support this operation. In Act 2, Scene 1, Tammy gives us another version of this boycott that it is referred to as Isikalo, which means the beginning. And this means that the comrades or black people were starting or were beginning a new era. So you can talk about Isikalo, the beginning, or you can talk about Kumisa as the name of the operation. When Isabel mentions that the murder or the killing of Mr. M should be referred to as murder, Tammy disputes and indicates that she must refer to it as an unrest-related incident. Tammy says, no, you cannot call it murder. It's better you refer to it as an unrest-related incident. What do we call that literary device where people use mild and indirect terms that often substitute terms that are harsh, blunt, or offensive? We call that euphemism. Euphemism. For those who are writing, it's E-U-P-H-E-M-I-S-M. That's euphemism. So euphemism is a mild or indirect term that often substitutes a harsh, blunt, or offensive term. So in this case, Tammy doesn't want the harsh word murder. Isabel is referring to it as murder. But Tammy says it's an unrest-related incident. It's not murder. Because if it's labeled as murder, then it will be like the mob or the comrades are behaving in a violent manner, and they don't have a genuine reason for having killed Mr. M. So it will be viewed, their act will be viewed negatively. Let me just read this part to emphasize the euphemism that I've just mentioned. Tammy says, and he is near the end of his patience. Remember, they are still debating to say, but why, Mr. M, he was not a spy. Let me start on page 98. Right? On page 98 here, Tammy says, he was an informer, Isabel. Somehow or the other, somebody discovered that Mr. M was an informer. Then Isabel says, you mean the list of people taking part in the boycott? You call that informing? Tammy says, no, it's worse than that. You went to the police and gave them the names and addresses of our political action committee. All of them were arrested after this visit. They are now in detention. Isabel says, Mr. M did that? Tammy says, yes. Isabel says, what proof do you have? Then Tammy says, his own words, he told me himself. I didn't believe it either when he was first accused, but the last time I saw him, he said it was true. He had been to the police. Isabel stunned disbelief. She's shocked. Mr. M, a spy? For how long? No. Oh, Tammy says, no, it wasn't like that. He wasn't paid or anything. He went to the police just once, and he said he felt it was his duty. Then to move on to the euphemism, I just wanted to give a background of where this is coming from. Now Tammy says, oh, it's Isabel here. No, you know what that word really means, the word informer. The sort of person it suggests, was Mr. M really one of those? He was acting out of concern for his people. You said so yourself. He thought he was doing the right thing. You don't murder a man for that. That is the word that makes Tammy to lose patience. Then Tammy says, be careful, Isabel. Be careful. Okay, let's say you were the stage director. What would you tell Tammy to do when he says those words? Be careful, Isabel. Maybe you would say, Tammy should point a finger at Isabel. Tammy should point a finger at Isabel. Then Isabel says, of what? Tammy says, the words you use. Oh, which one don't you like? Murder. What do you want me to call it? You want me to call it an unrest-related incident? If you're going to call him an informer, then I'm going to call his murder death. Tammy says, it was an act of self-defense. I think there is another irony there. But first, let's talk about the euphemism. The word murder there has been euphemized, where Tammy says, call it an unrest-related incident. Then Tammy says, it was an act of self-defense. There is an obvious irony there. It was an act of self-defense. There is an act of irony there. It is ironic that Tammy says Mr. M's killing was out of self-defense. The irony is that Mr. M is the one who is harmless. The mob is not in danger from Mr. M because he doesn't have any weapons. Yet, Tammy says when the mob is acting, when the mob kills Mr. M, they are acting in self-defense. It's quite ironic because the one who should act in self-defense is Mr. M because he's alone and the mob is attacking him. Boys and girls, can we really say Tammy does not care or did not care about Mr. M? I don't think it's like that. I think Tammy cares about Mr. M. He values Mr. M a lot. Because before Mr. M is murdered, Tammy sneaked out of the group and surreptitiously went to warn Mr. M about the mob that was coming to the school to murder him, to kill him, to burn the school. And if they found Mr. M, they would kill him. So we cannot necessarily say Tammy does not value Mr. M. He really does. He cares about Mr. M. That's why he tries to persuade Mr. M to join the comrades. He cared for Mr. M. It's just that Mr. M was stubborn. Hence, he continues ringing the bell, and that provokes the comrades. Tammy was even willing to lie on the behalf of Mr. M so that Mr. M could be safe. So we can really see that Tammy cares for Mr. M. We see that Isabel has the courage to go to the location. If you were to be asked about Isabel's character when she goes to the location, I think it's a sign that she is brave. Despite that it is during the apartheid era, and black and white people were not supposed to interact regularly, but Isabel manages to go to the location. It shows us that she is somebody who has a lot of courage. But let's try to find out what could be the real reasons why Isabel wanted so desperately to get into the location just after the death of Mr. M. What are the reasons that made Isabel to desperately want to get into the community after the murder of Mr. M? The reason why Isabel wants to get to the community after the death of Mr. M, to get to the location where black people stayed, is because she wants to find out from the witnesses why they did not stop the mob from killing Mr. M. That's the first reason. She wants to find out why the witnesses did not stop the mob from killing Mr. M. She also wants to find out why Mr. M was killed. She also wants to find out why Mr. M was killed. This action that Isabel intends to make of going to the location to find out why Mr. M was killed tells us a lot about Isabel's character. One can say Isabel is caring, but remember I told you that when you're answering a question on character every time, you must start off by mentioning the character trait. Then after doing that, you explain using evidence from the text. So you must say Isabel is caring. Then you indicate that she wants to get to the location to find out from the witnesses why they did not stop the mob from killing Mr. M. It shows care. Isabel really cares for Mr. M. You can also say Isabel is strong-willed. Isabel is strong-willed. She's somebody who is full of determination. Why are we saying that? Because we see Isabel getting to the location when after Mr. M has been murdered. She is not afraid that they may attack her because she is white. So we can safely say Isabel is brave. The theme that is evident here, as highlighted earlier, is betrayal, where we said Mr. M is viewed as an informer for having taken name to the police. Tammy argues that what Mr. M did would be considered treason if somebody did it to the white people. The fact that Mr. M takes names to the police, Tammy is telling Isabel to say, if it had happened in your own white community, you would label that to be treason and you would immediately hang the person who shall have committed it. Well, at this point, let me ask this question. Whom do you think is right here? Tammy, who says Mr. M is an informer, or Isabel, who says Mr. M is not an informer. Whom do you think is right here? Whom do you think is correct here? Some of you may argue that Tami is correct when he labels Mr. M an informer because he gave names and addresses of the Political Action Committee to the police, to be specific, to Captain Leitgen. And five people were arrested after that, and the others were in detention. And the other thing, Tami is now going away, is running away to the north. It is because Mr. M did what is called splitting. He sold out the black people. He sold out the comrades. That's why maybe those who are saying he's an informer could be right. But those who are saying Mr. M is not an informer, those who are taking Isabel's side, can argue to say that he is not an informer because he did it only once. It's not like it was his routine of taking names to the police officers. And when he got there, he did not accept any money from Captain Leitgen. A real informer, a real sellout, would do it for money. But Mr. M did it because he felt it was his duty to report. He wanted to end lawlessness and mob violence in his community. So those who take Isabel's side may use those points to say Mr. M is not an informer. Isabel asked Tami if he was present when Mr. M was killed and if he tried to stop the mob. And Tami indicates that yes, he tried, but he regrets why he had not even tried harder. One point to note here is that both Tami and Isabel feel sad about Mr. M's death. Isabel uses an angry tone and wants answers why Mr. M was murdered. But generally, if we look into the mood that is prevailing here, we can safely say there is a tense mood between Tami and Isabel's engagement because they are engaged in a heated argument about the killing of Mr. M. And Isabel does struggle to understand really why such a man like Mr. M would be murdered. Tami admits that, just like Isabel, he loved Mr. M and he should have tried harder to make Mr. M understand his reasons for joining the boycott. And Tami indicates to Isabel that he is going to the north to join the movement. So now Tami wants to be a freedom fighter. At this point, he really discovers that he wants to be a freedom fighter. So the theme that is evident here, the first one is the theme of self-discovery. That is the theme that was in your examination, in your trial examination, those from Limpopo, if you remember. The theme of self-discovery. How is it evident? It is evident because at this point, Tami has realized, has discovered that he really wants to be a freedom fighter. He says here on page 105, I'm going to join the movement. I want to be a fighter. I have been thinking about it for a long time. Now I know it's the right thing to do. So that is the theme that is evident here in Act 2, Scene 4. Let's go for a commercial break, boys and girls. Thank you very much. Welcome back from the commercial break. Before we went for the commercial break, boys and girls, we were discussing the themes that are evident in Act 2, Scene 4. And we had just read that part where Tami says, I'm going to join the movement. I want to be a fighter. I have been thinking about it for a long time. Now I know it's the right thing to do. So the theme that we identified there is self-discovery because Tami has just discovered himself. The other theme that is obviously there, boys and girls, is the one that we mentioned earlier. Again, we said Tami wants to join the freedom, to be a freedom fighter. And when once Tami becomes a freedom fighter, it means he will use force to achieve this freedom with other comrades. So the theme is, what is the best way to achieve change? What is the best way to achieve change? It is most likely that Tami is going to join the training camp in one of the neighboring countries. It's just stated that he is going to the north, but we're not given the name of the country. So our assumption is that he is going to one of the neighboring countries. Isabel asked Tami where she could possibly be if she wanted to be at least next to Mr. M, so that she can connect with Mr. M spiritually. Isabel wants to go and say a last respect to Mr. M. So she says, where can I possibly go if I want to be near Mr. M? And Tami says she should go to Wapasbek Pass. Why Wapasbek Pass? It is because that's where Mr. M was inspired to become a teacher. If you remember our discussion in the previous scenes, Mr. M told Tami that when he was 10 years old, they were going for a rugby match. They were going to Somerset East. Then their lorry stopped at Wapasbek Pass. Then Tami asked the teacher to say, what would happen if he continued walking and walking? Then the teacher advised him to say, you must read books if you want to know, to understand more the beauty of Africa. So Mr. M was inspired to be a teacher at Wapasbek Pass. Well, there is a question that I saw on one of the question papers which was saying, why is it false that Mr. M is buried on at Wapasbek Pass? Why is it false that Mr. M is buried at Wapasbek Pass? It is false because we know that Mr. M was just inspired to become a teacher there. Not that he was buried there. No, he was burnt to ashes, and the ashes did not warrant or did not require any grave. Let me read this part. Isabel says, I don't know what to do with myself, Tami. All I know is that I am frightened of losing him, referring to Mr. M. He has only been dead for 4 days, and I think I'm already starting to forget what he looked like. But the worst thing is that there is nowhere for me to go. And you know, just to be near him, that's awful. I got my father to phone the police, but they said there wasn't enough left of him to justify any grave. What there was has been disposed of in a Christian manner. So where do I go? The burnt ruins of the school? I couldn't face that. Then Tami says, get your father or someone to drive you to the top of Wapasbek Pass. It's on the road to Craydock. Then Isabel says, I know it. Tami says, it was a very special place for him. He told me that it was there where it all started, where he knew he wanted to, what he wanted to do with his life. Being a teacher, being the Mr. M we knew. You will be near him up there. I must go. So that's where Isabel gets the advice that she must go and be near Mr. M at Wapasbek Pass. There is use of euphemism there. If you remember well, I read these lines which are talking about Mr. M's ashes being disposed of in a Christian manner. To say the ashes were disposed of is a way that is used to dispose of in a Christian manner. It means they were not just thrown away. They were disposed of properly. So it's a way to show respect to Mr. M, because they are saying, they are not saying the ashes were thrown away. Right? On page 102 again, we get to see that Isabel is interested in even learning Xhosa language. Because when Tami is going, Tami says, "Sala kakuhle, Isabel." That's the Xhosa goodbye. Then Isabel says, "I know. Usis Pumla taught me to say it. Hamba kakuhle, Tami." So Isabel, we see that Isabel is open-minded. She even wants to learn the language for black people. This shows us that she's somebody who is open-minded. So basically, that's what we can say about Act 2, Scene 4. Tami is leaving. Isabel wanted to understand why Mr. M was killed. So now we are getting into the last scene of the drama, My Children, My Africa. That is Act 2, Scene 5. Act 2, Scene 5 is on your page 102 of the drama My Children, My Africa. And this scene is a monologue by Isabel. It's a monologue by Isabel. And what is happening here is that in this monologue, we find Isabel at Wapasbek Pass, because that's where she was advised by Tami to go so that she will connect spiritually with Mr. M. And that's what we got to learn when we ended Act 2, Scene 4. Isabel got the advice that she must go to Wapasbek Pass. So she says, "Yeah, yes, Tami was right, Mr. M. He said, I'll feel near you up here. He's out there somewhere, traveling north. He didn't say where exactly he was going. But I think we can guess, can't we? I'm here for an very old-fashioned reason. So I know you'll approve it. I have come to pay my last respects to Anelamia Latia. I know the old-fashioned way of doing it is to bring flowers, lay them on the grave, say a quiet prayer, then go back to your life. But that seems silly this time. You'll have enough flowers around spring when it comes." Let's talk about spring. Spring here is symbolic of the beginning of life. She is saying there will be a lot of flowers. So we can say this symbolizes a new future that Isabel promises here when she says, "The future is still ours." At the end, the very last line says, "The future is still ours, Mr. M." So this spring could be symbolic that now that Mr. M is dead, the youth is ready to take over. The youth is ready to continue. The youth is ready to take from where Mr. M has left. Hence, Isabel says, "I am one of your children, you know. You did welcome me to your family. The future is still ours, Mr. M. The future is still ours." So Isabel gives a promise that she will make her life to be meaningful. She makes a promise that she will make her life to be meaningful. Then I have some few questions based on Act 2, Scene 5. Some few questions based on... The first one says, describe the setting of this scene. Right, with the monologue, boys and girls, any monologue you can say, the character is on stage talking directly to the audience. The character is on stage talking directly to the audience. Then you'll get your 2 marks. But with this particular one, my advice is that you can say, Isabel is on top of Wapasbek Pass. Isabel is at Wapasbek Pass. 1 mark. What is it that has happened for her to be there? Isabel was informed by Tami that if she wants to connect spiritually with Mr. M, then she has to go to Wapasbek Pass, because that is where Mr. M was inspired to become a teacher. She goes to Wapasbek Pass after being told by Tammy that if she wants to connect with Mr. M spiritually, then she has to go to Wapasbek. The other person is saying, why is this following statement false? Isabel goes to Wapasbek Pass because that's where Mr. M was buried. Why is this statement false? We know that Mr. M was not buried. His ashes were disposed in a Christian manner. Disposed of in a Christian manner. So this statement obviously is false because Mr. M's body was burnt. And she just has to go there because that's where he was be inspired to become a teacher. Another question that I have here is that, what tone would Isabel use, especially the first part of the extract? What tone would Isabel use? She is using a sad tone because she is paying her last respects to Mr. Anela Mialatia, the teacher that she loved dearly. Why would Isabel use this tone in the extract? I think we have responded to that. She said that she has lost her favorite teacher. After reading the following lines, yes, Tammy was right, Mr. M. He said, I'll feel near you up here. He's out there somewhere traveling north. Identify the irony in this line. The irony is that Tammy is running away to the north, and we don't expect that because he's a leader. As a leader, you mustn't run away. Then the statement, your death has seen to that. What figure of speech is that? Your death has seen to that. It's personification. And what does it mean? It means that Mr. M's death has made Isabel realize what Mr. M meant when he was talking about wasted lives. That's why Isabel is now determined to make sure that she leads a life that is meaningful. What does this extract tell you about Isabel's state of mind? Isabel has determination to lead a meaningful life. Isabel has hope for a better future. Isabel is optimistic about the future. One of the themes in My Children, My Africa is the theme of hope. How best can you explain this theme? When you explain this theme, you can say Isabel wants to make meaning from the experiences with Mr. M and with Tammy, and even the experience of the boycott. She wants to make meaning out of that. She promises Mr. M that she will make her life meaningful. This means that she will find a way to contribute to the society of South Africa to make it a better place. The last question that I have here is saying, Isabel can be admired. Discuss your view. 3 marks. If you have given such a question where they ask you whether you can admire Isabel, first of all, you have to deal with the word admire. When you admire somebody, it means they have something that you like about them. So that's what you should explain. So in this case, you should tell us the things that you admire about Isabel. Things like she's brave, she goes to the black community, she wants to interact with the black people even during that time of riots. So boys and girls, we have come to the end of this drama, My Children, My Africa. And I'd like to wish you all the best. Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.